Sunday the 13th of June, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Korea when visiting Yerushalayim.
Good morning everybody, it's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And of course this brings to mind the Tzom HaRavi, which is the fast of Shavuot Tammuz, leading to the Tzom HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth month from starting from Chodesh Nisan, which is Tisha B'Av, which bring us to the Hilchas Zeichel Churban laws, which are enumerated in Erech Chaim, that we have to, and also in some places in Yeridea, regarding the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaChurban Beis HaMikdash. And who knows, maybe this year will lead to other shiurim on the same subjects, because a number of interesting, somewhat even controversial issues regarding to the halachas which are related to Avelis for the Churban Beis HaMikdash nowadays. Let's start off with a little bit of lighter history. After the Melchemes Sheshes Yomim, the Six-Day War, the so-called Six-Day War in Eretz Yisrael, when the Ir Yerushalayim and the Mokam HaMikdash, the Kostel HaMarovi, came back into Jewish hands, there were some people that had a look at the text of Nachin that we recite on Tisha B'Av Mincha in Birchas Yerushalayim, Micho Barach and Toshuv, and they said it doesn't make any sense any longer. What does it say there? Nachin Hashem Elkeinu Asa'ir Ha'avela V'Achareva V'Habzuya V'Hashemema V'Avela Mibili Bonaho. It's mourning without its children. V'Achareva M'Meliseho. It's in ruin, no buildings. V'Habzuya Mikveda. It's in disgrace. V'Hashemema M'Mein Yoshev. It's desolate. So they said, what's going on here? There are thousands of people living in Yerushalayim. There are tens of thousands of people. There are most of Satira. There are happy families. There are buildings. There are schools. There are yeshivas. There are kolelim. There are bati Torah. There are bati chinuch. And Yerushalayim is thriving. So how can we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Mincha and describe Yerushalayim in such negative terms? Rabbi Chaim David Halevi, who was Sephardi Rav in Eretz Yisrael, he said, this is Dovish Karim, this is standing in front of God and saying that which isn't true. And therefore he recommended that there should be a modification to the text, which would reflect the new reality. So he tried to keep as much as he could of the traditional text, but said, look, now it's time to change, and we must face the facts, and there's no room for such a sort of lachrymose prayer. Now we have to modify it a little bit.
Well, 1948 was also access to the coastal, nobody discussed.
No, this is not about the coastal itself, it's about whether the city can be described as Avelo Mibli Bonaho, for example. And here we're talking about the city Yerushalayim Latika, the old city of Yerushalayim. So there might have been Jews who... Pardon?
That was really incomplete Jewish head, Yerushalayim Latika.
Okay, I didn't say it was. I'm telling you what happened there, right? However, the vast majority of Gedolei Yisrael, if not all the Gedolei Yisrael, did not accept this and other recommendations and suggestions for the change of the tefillah, of the text of the tefillah. And in fact, one of the rabbonim who wrote an extremely penetrating response to him in this matter is Rav Evadi Yosef, who in Shaar Satshuvah Sichava Das, Chelek Aleph, Simel Mem Gimel, responded to this tefillah, particularly the question of the Nusach HaTefillah in light of the Shalayim, Sinharovi, etc., etc. And he says two thoughts. First of all, he says, Lefi Pshuto. Because, Sof Kol Sof Yerushalayim, the Tefillah of Nachem, is primarily Al Har Tzion Sheshomim Shuorim Hilchubay. Because the actual environs of the Beis HaMikdash are still in the hands of the Arabs. Yerushalayim Artika is still full of representations of other faith denominations, including faiths which according to Halacha or Avodah Zarah. And of course, these are not just faiths, These are relics of faiths which were the cause of anti-Semitism, crusades, and all sorts of milchomas against the Yidden over the years. And even in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mokom HaMikdash, there are burial places for non-Jewish people. Whereas we know that, according to Halacha, yeah, Tommy Mace mustn't go into the Har HaBayis, Dafka, the Arabs take in their corpses to the most holiest place. So clearly the focal point of Yerushalayim, which was the Beis HaMikdash, and its immediate environs, the Har HaBayis, and also, of course, the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash, which was the main part of Yerushalayim HaAtika in the olden days, is still full of goyim. And b'meila, ha'yesh l'cha b'zoyin v'churban v'shimeim ha'gdeilu m'heila. On this we can say, al-zeh ha'yor b'yivin b'yivin ha'leil l'choshko enenu. It is clear that this is not anything like the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. And therefore, regarding this, we can still say, ha'avila ha'chariva ha'b'zuyi ha'shimeim ha. And in addition to that, he adds as an afterthought that besides the fact that the physical, the material destruction of Yerushalayim is still a reality, unfortunately, there is also the spiritual destruction of Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim Mishpeles Sheol Tachtiyo, which is taken from the Pizmon, doesn't just refer to the building of Yerushalayim. There might be nice buildings there, but there are, unfortunately, in Yerushalayim, in the centers of Yerushalayim, representations of the lack of Shemiras Shabbos, the lack of Shemiras Kidrei Hatznius, the lack of other, the lack of Kashrus, so on and so forth. And all this is done publicly, also by large numbers of Jewish people. So clearly, this is another manifestation of the Aveilo Chareva B'zuyim Shemi. And that's why there's no reason to change the text. And indeed, the text remained as it was, although we can't vouch that all the Jewish people say it the way it was, indeed, as we cannot vouch for the fact that all people say the Tfilas Nachim altogether. Maybe some people are too tired by that time in the afternoon anyway. B'chol Eifen, that was a story that happened. Why am I telling you this story? Because it's negeh a little bit to understand the next story, which is the focus of today's Shia. After the Six-Day War, now, let's go back to the Gemara. You all know the story that it says in the Gemara in Makkis, right at the end of the Masechta, about the Tanoim HaGdoshim, including Rabbi Akiva, with his colleagues who went, and they were going, they were walking, when they came to Mount Scopus, from where they could see the Mokom HaMikdash, they all rent their garments. And Rabbi Akiva was Misachi. But it says, that was later on. When they walked, they saw a shul, Yitzim, and Beis HaKadosh. But the first reaction of all the Tanaim, including Rabbi Akiva himself, was Koru Bigdehim, they rend the garments. Why did they rend the garments? This was after the Churban by Sheni. Because there's a halacha in Maseches Meir Kotim Dav Chavov, that a person who is Roya or a Yehuda B'Churbanon has to rise clear, has to rend his garments. And a person that's the cities of Judea, a person who sees Yerushalayim b'churbana has to rise clear. And then there's a third thing, that a person that sees Mokom HaMikdash b'churbanoi, Mikdash b'churbanoi, has also got to tear clear. Now, nowadays, there are those, after Kuczynski, Vichil Michal Kuczynski, already wrote in his time, we don't exactly know where the Or Yehuda were or should be, so it's difficult to fulfill that deed. But Yerushalayim, everyone knows exactly where Yerushalayim was and is, and everyone knows where the Mokom HaMikdash is. So the correct thing to do would be to tear Kriya twice on coming to Yerushalayim. Once upon seeing the ear or Atika of Yerushalayim, Kirin Shehigil Har Soifim, and the other would be when seeing the Mokom HaMikdash. Nevertheless, there are many Jewish people that don't tear Kriya when they come to Yerushalayim. There are even many people who don't take Kriya when they come to Mokom HaMikdash. Some people try and avoid the problem by a sort of subterfuge, a haroma of sorts, whereby they are makne, the begodim they are wearing, to someone else. So on the day they visit Yerushalayim, they give ownership, entitlement to their clothes to another person. And if the clothes belong to another person, then they can't take Kriya. Because the chiyuv kriya is on your own clothes, not on someone else's clothes. Even if this solution works, and we don't want to get into the choshen mishpat chelik of it, the poskim, for example, Rav Shmuel Vozner and others, frown on this custom very strongly, because it clearly is trying to dray out of keeping a halacha. So that's not the solution. Chazal wanted you to take kriya, so in order not to be mechuyev to take kriya, so of course, like the Gemara says in Brachas Taf Lamedheim on the base, so the difference between the Doris HaRishonim and Doris HaAchreinim. The Doris HaRishonim, or Machnisim Peleseim, Derech Traxamoin, they used to take the payers in through the front door in order to shmichayev maisa. The Doris HaAchreinim, in order to circumvent the chiyuv maisa, so they would be machnis the payers, derech gagis, derech hatzeres, derech kapifais. And clearly the Gemara is not enamored by the custom of the Doris HaAchreinim to try and avoid something which Chazal meant. There is another solution, of course, which is, I can't really see any criticism to it, and that is that you go to Yerushalayim on a day which you're not mechuyev to take kriya, which is like Rosh Chodesh, for example, today, or on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos HaYom, or on Shabbos. And once you've been to Yerushalayim and you've seen the Makom HaMikdash b'Churbono and these days, and you didn't have to take kriya, so then you don't. If you go within 30 days, you don't need to take kriya again. That is a solution which I'm not aware of any solution. That is a practice which I'm not aware of any criticism of that practice. But there are many occasions when we go on other days. If we go on other days, then lechayra we should take kriya. Now, with regard to Yerushalayim, to the Mokom HaMikdash, it seems to me that there is absolutely no reason not to take kriya. In fact, all the poskim that I've seen, including Poskim's Mokom, clearly say that for the Mokom HaMikdash, what's there to talk about? The Mikdash is b'churbonot. And even though, so there's nothing to talk about b'chal, even if you're a Shalom, you don't need to take kriya, there's nothing to talk about the Mokom HaMikdash. The only story I saw, in order for purposes of full disclosure, is that Rav Nasha Klein from Brooklyn, Borough Park, 16th Avenue, in his Shalos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos Chelek Vav, says that it could be that kriya has to reflect an inner trauma, pain, an anguish. Whereas if it's just done, kmitzvah sanoshim melamodo, as a routine act, as a ritual, which is doesn't express any grief, any bereavement, any avelus, then it's devoid of any meaning. He doesn't advocate this practice. He says this as a possible limud zchus on those people who don't take kriya. I find this a very difficult concept. Because
someone has shum with an oven, he doesn't feel it, he hasn't got chiyuv of kriya.
Exactly. A chiyuv of kriya is a chiyuv of kriya. Halacha doesn't usually work like that. Halacha works that it is a chiyuv of kriya, it is a chiyuv of kriya. I will say the feelings, the spirit doesn't fit in with the letter of the law. So what? So the letter of the law is thrown in, Yikav Adin and Sahar. Medav Zachfir and Visishchet and Shulchan Aruch. But I'm just telling you that he says that as a shtikel limud chus for those people who don't do kriya. But as I say, there's no question that one is going to the coastal of Morocco another day, one should take kriya, and it's not a big deal. One can take with a shirt or a garment, a jacket that is old and so on. Most people get, and one can take the kriya. And in this faket, sometimes, like it says in the Rishonim, Achar Apulus Nimshach HaSalavavis, that if the grief wasn't there before, which should have been, then faket, if you take kriya and you say, Alzeh HaYodeva Lebeinu, or the psukim that are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in connection with the kriya, so this will inspire a person to be Misabel for Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, Kol Misabel al Yerushalayim, Zoich HaBerev Simchosa. But what is more interesting here is that in contrast to the tefillah of Nachim, there were some Gedolei Yisrael who held that there is no chiyuv to tear kriya for Yerushalayim anymore. Well, the Beis HaMikdash, yes, but not for Yerushalayim. It says, Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva, it's published in Orach Chaim Chelek Hei Siman Lamed Zayin, a letter dated on the 17th of Maheshvan, Tovshin Mem Aleph, And there he speaks about Ve'inin Chiyuvim de Kriya or Iyas Yerushalayim or Iyas Mokom HaMikdash. So he says nothing to talk about. The Beis HaMikdash is Bechurbonoi. And Loi Shayach Sheyebonoi Lekashiyove Melech HaMashiach Kedisa Bekam HaMikoyimus. It's impossible to be rebuilt before Mashiach comes. And Bameilu Yartate calls Man Shalibon Melech HaMashiach. There's no reason not to tear. However, Benegeya to Yerushalayim, where it's mashmash imim benuin in sorech likroya. So he says, and I'm reading out his words verbatim, im kein ato, if so nowadays, shebechaste Hashem yisporach, that is a result of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein moishlim ha'umis al ore Yehuda val Yerushalayim, the nations of the world no longer rule over the cities of Judea and Yerushalayim, ve'heim gam yushovim, and they are also settled. There's Jews living there. Or even if there's not Jews living there, it's Al Koponim, there's Goyim who also live there, but they're under the rulership of the Eden. Hutam Godol Shalol Kura. This is a strong reason, he says, not to tear Kriya for Yerushalayim. Again, remember, we're talking about Yerushalayim, not the Mokom HaMikdash. Even though the redemption through Mashiach has not yet come, we are afraid of the nations. Nevertheless, ein likriya, no kriya. And he goes on to say that we find that the pasuk which the Gemara brings, where they told kriya, was only after the churban, mamish, after the actual churban. Even though before the Churban, there was also a concern. It wasn't as if the Jewish people were not scared. Nevertheless, the fact that, and not more than that, Yirmiyahu HaNavi had already said that there was going to be a Churban. Kol Zman, there wasn't a Churban, there is no Kriya. So maybe he says nowadays as well. Even if we're scared that whoever, America or other countries, are going to impose pressure upon the Jewish people to relinquish the right to Yerushalayim, nevertheless, Kol Zman Yerushalayim is Biyad Yisrael, then there is no need to tear Kriya. And Kol Shkeinato, how much more so? Shemikavim Anachmi Shemelech HaMashiach Yoveh Bekorev Keshiyu Kol Ori Yisrael HaMechoinam Shein Tzorech Likroya. Ma'adoch then, when they knew Yerushalayim was going to be destroyed and it was in the process of being destroyed, nevertheless they didn't tear Kriya until the destruction was a tangible reality. How much more so nowadays, when Yerushalayim is not Bechurbana, in accordance with this. And we hope that it will never be Bechurbana, because our hope is that Mashiach will come, and from the situation that it is now, where Yerushalayim is in Jewish hands, it will become completely Jewish, and completely freed of any vestige of Tumah, and any undesirable influences. So Mamela is, there's nothing to take here. And then he concludes that if Mashiach comes and there might be a little bit of time between his arrival and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, then Melech HaMashiach and the Sanhedrin will paskin what we should do in that short period of time, so we don't need to have a psak about that in Igros Moshe. That's the end of his tshuva. And as we see, this is also mentioned in an earlier tshuva of Ramesha as well, which he wrote on Chof Zayin Ador Tovshin Lametes, again suggesting that there is no need for Kriya for Mekoy Yerushalayim. And similarly, a similar psak is found by Rabbi Avadya Hadayo, who passed away in 1969. He was a Sfaradi Makubal and Poisuk, and Shas Shuvas Yaskil Avdi Chelik Chesim and Gimelo Yisalef. You can have a look there. So this is an interesting contrast between the previous discussion, because when we spoke about the union of Nachem, it was very clear that the Poskim didn't want to know of any change whatsoever, and were quite indignant about the proposal to make a change. When he came to Kriya, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, Hashem Yipivom Chaim, Moshe Feinstein, yes, who was born in 1895 and passed away in 1986, was the considered by many as the Poisek Hadoir of the 20th century. Yes, he was ready to change. Now, suffice it to say that the Satmar Rebbe didn't agree. But it wasn't only the Satmar Rebbe. There were other poskim as well who didn't agree with Rav Moshe Feinstein in this matter. And let me explain to you various different ways of why the other poskim considered that there is still a chiyuv to tie kriya. Very interesting. The Minchas Shleima, Rabbi Shleima Zalman Neuerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he writes that Chishvani, it is my opinion, the Kol Zman Sheroyim Midayin Be'ir HaKodesh V'Amikdash K'nesir Shal Nochrim V'Gam Kivri Yakum Ve'inon Yecholim L'merka Pulchon Anuchro Idayin Hi B'Churbono. So long as we find churches, Rahman al-Islam, and Gentile graves in the city of Yerushalayim, we don't have the ability, the power, to uproot foreign, alien forms of worship, Yerushalayim is still considered B'Churbono. And he is inclined to say, therefore, there needs to be a kriya for Yerushalayim as well. He says, Chishvan, Shmuel Hosman, Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Zayin, Siman Ayin Ches, is concerned about the fact that the Shulton of Yerushalayim today may not be described as a Shulton Yisrael. He says, Ein lo ima deka hayoim sha shulton biyad minatzi Hashem shul yikori b'churbono. At the end of the day, the question is not whether the person is Jewish or not Jewish. The question is not if it's in Jewish hands, but if it's a Yiddish Ashilton. So it may be Yidden who are Shoilet, Jews who are in the ruling power, but is it a Jewish authority? And that is a question. However, I must add that Shmuel Vosner is not Kivei Masmeris. He doesn't sign here on the dotted line. He says because it's possible that really the issue here is not how orthodox or observant they are, it's whether they want to get rid of the Jewish people who are there or they're letting us live there. So inasmuch as the powers that be allow Jews to live in Yerushalayim, so even though they are chilonim, nevertheless we are not living under threat of the current government to leave. Mela, this is of course not like the sheet of the Igrus Moshe. The Igrus Moshe must have held that even though the Mamshala doesn't conduct itself in accordance with the laws of the Torah, nevertheless it is still Shulton Yisrael, and Afal Pi Shechotu Yisraelim Haim, and therefore we still don't agree according to the Moshe. I'm just drawing the contrast here. It's interesting that some Rav Yoshua Soloveitchik from America, he was of the opinion that you do need to take kriya for Yerushalayim. He said an interesting svara, that kol zman shehabayis b'churbonoi afilu nimtzei so'ir ha'atik ha'tachas shulchan Yisrael mekol mokem chashiva ha'ir Yerushalayim b'matzev shel churban ve'edayin takonas kriya b'mkoy mo'emeres. That the central focal point of Yerushalayim is the Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, it's ha'ike chosom in ha'ir. B'meila, however built up Yerushalayim will be, so long as it doesn't have the Goylas HaKiseres of the Beis HaMikdosh, then Yerushalayim is still considered B'churbono. Yerushalayim is the Ir HaMikdosh. And B'meila, Kol Zman, we don't have that. It's not considered to be Yerushalayim HaBenuyo. In a similar vein, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's the outside, it's this Tuesday, said that you definitely have to take kriya for Yerushalayim and for the Ori Yehuda today, and it's still definitely considered b'churbono. Partial reference to some of the reasons we mentioned before, but also because he held that Kol Zman, so it seems, the Malchus Beis Dovid is not in Yerushalayim, then it's still Bechurbona. And there's a strong Yesoid for this, even from the Nusach HaTfilah that we say every day, that Yerushalayim Icha Barachim Toshu, Yisishkin Beseicha Kashi Dibartal. Now here there's two Nuschois, the Nusach HaSfardim and the Nusach HaAshkenazim. The Nusach HaSfardim is, V'chisei Dovid Avdecha Meheira Beseicha Tochin, that's also Nusach Ari. The Nusach Ashkenazim is the other way around. And then so there's a question. How can it be that the Chisei David should be just before the end? This is a bracha not about David. The Samach David is a bracha about David. This is a bracha about Yerushalayim. So how come that the Chisei David is placed just before the Chasima? There's a klal in Hilchos Brachos that Tzorech Sheyoma Me'ein HaChasima Somuch LaChasima. So it's strange that in this context we have here an interruption of Chisei David. What's Tutzach Dov? Elamai, like the Gemara says in Brachos in Perek Shvi, that if you didn't mention Malchus B'Stovid and Birchus Yerushalayim, you're not Yoitza. Because Yerushalayim without Malchus B'Stovid is still Bechurbona. And Bemela, since Malchus Bestov is intrinsic to the Yerushalayim that we're referring to, that's why you can finish off the Me'ina Hasima of Birchas Yerushalayim Mincha with the Chisei David Avdech Omeir L'Sechet Tochin. That's not an interruption or a diversion or a tangential clause. It is an integral part of the Brocha, the Chisei David Avdech Omeir L'Sechet Tochin. Bemela, calls man, there's no Chisei David, then Yerushalayim is still Bechurbona. And the fact that the nations or the countries have given permission for the Jewish people to rule there, that doesn't change anything whatsoever. And so, Bemela, this is these are the various reasons of the Poskim who insist that we do tear Kriya on Yerushalayim. On Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, when we go there. So, of course, with regard to practice, everyone should consult their local competent Orthodox rabbi to see how they rule, whether they should or they shouldn't. But my own suggestion, for what it's worth, is that in light of all the above and the dominant opinion of many poskim, so those people who always follow the rulings of Rav Moshe Feinstein. But those people who don't necessarily consider themselves to be Talmidim of Hakim of Ramesha, we have here a strong body of opinion, most of the time, strong substantial reasons, that the Kriya should be torn on Yerushalayim as well. And therefore, it's not necessary to have a separate beged. You can tear once when you see Yerushalayim, and you can tear another time when you see the Mokoim, when you see the Mokoim Hamikdash on the same beged. Now, I hope that Bikorov, this Shakla Vataria, and Halacha will become a matter of theoretical discussion without any practical manifestation whatsoever. However, we can only daven, and in the event that this is still relevant, so we must remember that which the Gemara says, and I mentioned before, Kol HaMisabel al Yerushalayim, if a person gives expression to his sadness about the Churban, about the Golas Hashchina, about the suffering of the Jewish people, which comes all as a consequence of the Churban of Yerushalayim, will be Zoyche V'Royel B'Sechosa, as Tosfos says in Maseches Tanis, that the word Yerushalayim is a combination of Yira Sholim, of Shleimus HaYira. It's not just a city, but it's a place where the faith and fear of Hashem will be tangible, palpable. Kein Tiyalonu, that we should be Zoyche to be Yishlah Amich V'Rachm Toshu V'Sachzemer Inemi Yishuv Chalitzi and Barachm. Amen.